All right, let's try it again. So a couple days ago, I tried to record this episode, and man, it was almost an hour in of just rambling around. Here's what I wanted to talk about. I have been trying to scale back and be more frugal and responsible in terms of what I spend on my creative endeavors and supporting my creative endeavors and my business business of helping other people with their creative endeavors. And as part of that, I decided, you know what, I'm spending too much money on my email service provider, my email mailing list service provider, which is Kit, formerly known as ConvertKit. I've been with them for years. I liked them originally because it was a smallish, kind of scrappy company founded by a guy who basically said, I need this product and it doesn't exist, so I'm going to develop it. He was, he had the ability both as a developer and a designer to at least, I guess, get the first iteration off the ground and And the thing I liked about it, okay, built by a creator for a creator, focused on helping creators build their email communities. And you know, I'm all about that, right? Doing it yourself means never having to go it alone. That's right in the spirit of that kind of thing. So yeah, ConvertKit was pretty cool. But I'm paying almost $30 a month. And I only have, like, I refer to them as my small but mighty contingent, my 300 or so people, many of whom have been on my list for literally decades. But it's only 300 people, not even 300 people, like, not quite 300 people, for $30 a month. And it has to be $30 a month because while Kit has a free tier doesn't quite do everything that I need in order to have all the gears and cogs and sprockets work together in my creative business. The free tier doesn't quite do enough. The lowest paid tier is for, it has all those bells and whistles that I need for anything from 0 to 1,000 subscribers. So if I had 1,000 subscribers, I'd be like, okay, $30 a month seems all right, but not for 300. And the other thing is, as ConvertKit, now Kit, has grown, and I want to put this up front, I don't begrudge the company or the founder, Nathan Berry, for growing this into the business that they believe it can and should be. That's fucking great. But I came to realize over the last year or so that what Kit calls a converter, what Kit calls a creator is not quite the same thing as what I think of when I think of creating or being a creator. Kit is a service that is very focused on the folks who make creative things in the service of their business. So videos and ebooks and online courses in the service of one's, I don't know, real estate investment business or business coaching business. You know what I'm saying? Whereas I'm a creator in the sense that my creations are the point. My books, my music, the very occasional poetry, this podcast. It's everybody, all of these folks, they're all creative, but I'm not that kind of creator. I'm not making videos or podcasts in order to attract sponsors or brand partnerships, right? I want you to buy my books. And so I started to feel a little disconnect. You know, Kit has a podcast, which eventually just became more of a, it became branded under the founder's name, Nathan Berry, The Nathan Berry Show. And I listened to it, but it's yet another one of those podcasts all about people who are, you know, creators in the Kit definition of the word, who are looking to grow their business from six figures to seven figures, or, you know, seven figures to eight figures, or what, just, you know, this isn't my world. And so I felt that sort of disconnect, felt like maybe they weren't completely serving my needs anymore, or had kind of moved away from or adjacent to what I wanted. Here's another example, and then I'll get to the fucking point. In a move that I am sure is an attempt to compete with Substack, Kit added what they're calling their creative network or creator network, where you can basically cross promote. You know, if you find some people who are also Kit clients whose niche or genre sort of intersects with your own, you can put a little promotional box for their email list on each one of your newsletters and vice versa, right? And in that way, you know, apparently you grow your audience because you're being put in front of the eyeballs of people who may also be interested in you, right? But here's the thing. There doesn't seem to be any real vetting. And I and other Kit customers started to notice, wow, I'm sure getting a lot of subscribers. Where are these people coming from? And in my case, I mean, we're talking orders of magnitude more than I would normally get in a day or a week. They were all coming through recommendations from this other Kit customer who was not in my niche. They were in like travel or something like that. And every one of these people signing up to my list, let's just say that the email addresses were suspect. They were uniformly similar in a particular way. And I started to think, I'm not sure what the angle is here, but this sure feels like some sort of scam. The fact that this creator network, it was imprecise. Well, I should say it was too precise. I don't want to recommend a product or a service or especially a person unless I have experience with that product, service, or especially person, right? And this creator network, it's like, well, I was able to personally recommend just three people out of the hundreds and hundreds in the creator network because I have met and spoken with them either on a phone call or in a Zoom meeting. A couple of them I've interviewed on the podcast. Some of them I've met in real life. I've known, in one instance, I've known creatively, professionally, casually for 20 years. But the other creator in the Kit creator network that was recommending me and attracting all these low quality, apparently spammy or fishy email addresses. We don't know each other at all. So I reached out to the Kit support system and said, hey, you know, is there some way to solve this problem of, because your platform is being used for these less than high quality, let's call them leads. And the response was pretty much the, no, but we'll certainly bring that up with our developers brush off. So paying too much doesn't really align with what I want from a service anymore. And I got to admit, I didn't like that response. Led me on the search to find an email service provider that would do all the things that I needed to do and be less expensive. Maybe a tall order, but I found almost immediately, well, actually in one case, I had a solution that I had never used. A product called Sendy, S-E-N-D-Y, that you buy it once, right? And you install it on your own server. And you send the emails themselves through an Amazon service called SES, Simple Email Service. And so a couple of years ago, I paid like $60 for this software. And to send emails through SES is literally $1 per 10,000 emails. I don't barely send 10,000 emails in a year. So far, far less expensive than $30 a month. I installed it, ran into some issues right away, tried to put these issues up in the community support forum, and there was a yellow flag. In this forum, I noticed that the activity was very low. Like a couple of questions from 6 months ago and questions from years before. And when I posted my question, there was a prompt, you know, please make sure you've read this message before you post any messages of your own. So I click that link and it takes me to a broken page. I thought, well, I tried. So I went ahead and I posted my question anyway. It went into a moderation queue, which is not unusual. It's expected. The first time you post on a forum, sometimes you have to have a moderator approve that post. It's a way to prevent spam. But it didn't get approved, and it didn't get approved, and it didn't get approved. So I had another question about a week later. Posted that one. And I noticed there was like a pending messages section in my profile on this forum. Said I had two messages pending. So I clicked there. It didn't show either of the messages that I had posted. So I started to get concerned. And so I emailed or messaged within the forum. I'm not sure which one I did, but this Ben guy, who seems to be the guy, like the developer, the person who answers the emails, whatever. It might be a one-person show for all I know. Anyway, I let him know, hey, the please read this before you post anything to the forum page is broken. He's like, and he responded right away. Thanks. I'll fix that right away. I responded back. Great. Does that mean that my pending posts will be approved in the forum? That was about 3 weeks ago now, and I have not heard word one. So scratch Sendy. I uninstalled it, Moving on. Did more research, found another product called Mautic, M-A-U-T-I-C. Even better, completely open source, completely free. A massive pain in the ass to install, at least for someone like me who has maybe, let's say, advanced beginner skills when it comes to Linux and web servers and the skills one needs to properly install this open source free product on one's own server. But same deal. It was completely free and it sent emails through SES, which means I would only pay like literally pennies a month to have this. Friends, multiversalists, beloved patrons, trying to get Mautic installed and running occupied most of my free time in March. I got a little obsessive about it. And I think I got so obsessive about it because here was a problem that if I could solve it, would solve other problems, and it would be a little victory, and it would fix something in my creative life, which would help fix something in my personal life. And I bullseyed in on this, getting Mautic to work, because I needed a win. Cue Ron Howard's narrator voice, a la Arrested Development. He did not get the win. I reached a point where I realized I have spent so much time on this, caused myself so much frustration, gone in circles, trying to get it to work. At what point is paying something, maybe not $30 a month, but paying something worth getting something that just works? So I uninstalled Mautic. I shut down the server that I had fired up to run it. I gave it up. Because as they say, my friends, you can pay in time or you can pay in cash. I don't mind paying a little less cash if it means I spend a little more time. But that was way out of balance with Sendy and especially with Mautic. For nothing. So, ultimately, I decided that the not free, but only $20 a month Mailer Lite is probably going to solve, it's probably going to fulfill all the needs I have for an email mailing list service. And see, I don't just use it for sending newsletters. It's part of my community. You know, when somebody signs up to be a multiversalist on my website for $5 or $10 or $20 a month, they're supposed to automatically be added to the mailing list. They get categorized in a particular way on the mailing list, based on what tier they are. If somebody buys something from me, from my website, an ebook, an audiobook, a chat book, then they're supposed to be automatically become a free tier member of the multiversalists community. And same deal, automatically added to the mailing list and tagged with a certain classification. So I know who they are, you know, in the scheme of things. If somebody goes to my website and wants to just sign up for the mailing list and they get a free ebook, right? They can choose from one of three. Same deal. They get classified in my mailing list according to which book they chose so that I can, you know, recommend other ones to them and so on and so forth. It all kind of ties together. The community, the online sales, the mailing list. It all has to kind of work together and communicate back and forth. And it looks like MailerLite will suit that purpose. And so the last week or so, I've kind of settled in on that, and I've started the daunting process of moving over from Kit to MailerLite. I've got all the subscribers moved over, but there are automations and email sequences that go out automatically. There are those segments, those classifications that I mentioned that I have to duplicate in MailerLite. I had hoped to get it all done before the 15th, which is when Kit charges me every month. I'm not going to make it. That's day after tomorrow. I'm not going to make it. So one more month paying $30 a month. And then that'll be it. The process of moving to MailerLite made me think of something else. It's a weird little thing that came up with me in this process. And it had to do with what I guess I'll describe as this sort of misplaced sense of brand loyalty. My mother was the queen of brand loyalty. Pretty much up until she was in a nursing home and no longer buying her own groceries, she was one of those, it has to be this brand of yogurt, it has to be this brand of potato salad, this brand of, you know, whatever. And as far back as I can remember as a child, you know, Shasta orange soda, Tab cola, Yoplait yogurt, Heinz 57 ketchup, and so on and so forth. I've never really been like that. I mean, I have my preferences, sure, but for most things, I'm just not as particular as she was about it. Like, you know, I like creamy peanut butter, but I don't really care all that much if it's Jif or Skippy. You know what I mean? I might look at the ingredients and try to find one. And I know neither one of these are great examples of this, but try to find something that is maybe a little less processed. You know, and again, I know neither one of those choices are that. But my point is that I've never really had as much brand loyalty, but I was reminded of my mother when I started to feel this weird sort of sense of guilt for leaving Kit. And it's completely misplaced because, let's face it, my $30 a month, my 300 subscribers, it's small potatoes compared to the bread and butter of what, yeah, of the business that Kit is building for themselves. I mean, they just signed like Matthew McConaughey, right? To run his newsletter through Kit. They're aiming higher than an author, an independent author at that, with a very, very small fan base. So they don't really care that I'm leaving. I might get one of those automated, hey, can we convince you to stay emails when I degrade or demote my membership from $30 a month down to the free level. I want to keep my membership, with Kit just so I have access to the emails that I wrote. I mean, yeah, I've got them in my email, but that's a pain in the ass. Anyway, I'm not sure what drove the sense like, oh no, I'm letting them down, or I'm betraying this brand that I've been with. And I thought, well, is part of it that I've been recommending Kit and I won't be using them much longer? That's not it, because I have used them. I used them for, I don't even know what it's been, maybe 5 years, 4 years. I don't know. It's been a long time. And I don't have any complaints, and I can wholeheartedly recommend them based on the services they provide. They're a good fit for many people. So that's not it. I even though they are no longer a good fit for me, I don't not like the service. I mean, yeah, they need to work out that community, creator community weirdness, but that's, you know, they'll figure that out. So that's not it. And I thought maybe it's just that. And I this is one of those instances where I'm trying to kind of suss it out now as I talk to you. I think maybe it might have a little bit to do with just wanting to feel like I'm part of something. Seth Godin likes to say, people like us do things like this. It's the definition of community. And when a company can cause that feeling in you, hey, by using this company, I am one of the people who does things like this, that they've created that belonging. They've created that sense of loyalty, which I give them props for that. It worked for me. But all relationships have a life cycle. And, you know, we've drifted apart. Our needs are no longer pointed in the same direction, right? There ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. It's how it works out. So, yeah. That was a weird little thing associated with my search for a less expensive email service provider. Two observations into my own psychological makeup. Two things to look out for. The first being, hey, when you're hyper-focused on a problem like this, like I was in trying to get Sendy and then Mautic to work and getting really frustrated that I was not going to succeed in getting either of these things to work, either because of poor communication or my own technical limitations, but continuing to bang my head against the wall instead of just saying, hey, let it go. That's shown me pretty dramatically that I need a win. I need something that I do to result in something substantive and measurable and good. If it's not going to be finding a free email service, then it's got to be something else. So, something to look at, Matthew. And then the whole weird, misguided, misdirected brand loyalty thing. That was more of a curious, like, huh, look at that, silly monkey. Anyway, thought I'd check in with you. I want to thank my Multiversalists patrons. These are folks who have opted to pledge a certain amount every month in support of this podcast, in support of my creative endeavors at large. And in return, they get different perks and access and other stuff. You can learn all about that at mattselznick.com/BAPatron. So I want to thank J.C. Hutchins. I want to thank Jim Lewinson, Amelia Bowen, Charles Eugene Anderson, Scott Roche, Harold Johnson, David Mackler, and Sam Cherubin. Thank you, all of you. You are a small group, once again, a small but mighty group. And honestly, your patronage. Look, I like knowing that y'all are out there, that you're listening. I feel as if I'm talking to you. The folks who go and take that extra step of actually putting their money where their ears are, in the case of the podcast, by becoming a member patron of the Multiversalists community, it's humbling to me. And I'm so grateful for those folks. If you would like to be one of those patron members, once again, it's mattselznick.com. That's mattselznick.com/BAPatron. And you can find out all about the membership program and how it works and what you get. At the silver level, which is $10 a month, I'll just say that it's one of the best deals and open secrets, best kept secret, really. I wish it wasn't, in independent publishing. mattselznick.com/BAPatron, or just click on the Join the Community button on the homepage at mattselznick.com. It'll take you there. Find out all about it. All right. It's 8:53 on Sunday, April 13th, 2025. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.